So I'm going to wrap up the presentation part of this talking about the International People's Health University, which is sort of a project or a part of PHM that's an ongoing series of short health courses for activists. And there was one of these at the, right preceding the People's Health Assembly in South Africa. And I also have nothing to disclose. So the International People's Health University, as I said, provide these short courses, really focusing on a political economy framework, like Lexi was talking about before. They try to present a range of learning opportunities, classroom style, but also, including different ways of learning. They're building up a library of materials and have a broad resource of network of resource people that work on this. And the idea is really to provide a space for people to deepen their analysis of their own work and their understanding of their connections as health activists to each other and to start projects doing research and action around health for all. So as I said, we had one of these IPHU sessions right before the PHA in South Africa, and each of these courses, each time it's done, it'll have a slightly different focus. Been held in countries all over the world. And this one, the focus was the struggle for health. And again, the overall ideas and the overall schedule will be similar, looking at right to health and political economy of health, but some of the specifics might be adjusted to that location. This was a bigger IPHU because it was right before this big assembly. So we had about 60 students from 25 countries, including countries, a majority of students were from all across Africa, including Francophone Africa. So we had bilingual translation going on, English to French. And for this particular one, they also tried out a new methodology of having sort of like a pre-course that was online for people to interact and get started on some of the materials, which was somewhat successful and sort of see where that goes. But the main course was about 10 days, and in the middle there was a field trip to visit some nonprofits working in the townships outside of Cape Town, and that's a really important part of these, is making sure to connect with the community and seeing what kind of health activism and organizing is going on in that location and how does that help people sort of connect what they're learning in a more classroom setting and what they're learning from their peers in this setting to what's really on the ground right there. So I think I personally was able to attend this IPHU in Cape Town along with Libby, who's here. And I think that one of the most moving things really is just to meet other people, you know, and see where they're at, the work that they're doing and how they understand themselves. And some people come in, you know, as raging health activists, and some people come in maybe barely identifying sort of with that word or that idea, and to see, you know, with the different kinds of projects that people are working on, how those connect and how people's understandings of themselves in this larger system grow and develop through this process. So this is actually just a picture from lunch. A lot more interesting than a picture of people in a classroom. But here you have, you know, someone from Uganda talking with someone from Egypt, and next to them we have someone from Germany, South Africa, Italy, another Uganda, maybe Cote d'Ivoire down there. So this particular IPHU, because it was before the assembly, had an especially international flavor, and really getting to see the connections between struggles for health in these different countries was especially valuable in this situation. This is just a picture from one of the field visits. We went, the woman in the center of the picture here is a teacher, and this is her classroom, and the woman on the left runs this nonprofit that provides a bunch of services, one of which is education for children affected by HIV. And in the back, we have a Canadian guy who came sort of with no personal identification with the idea of health activism, and through this process, really began to identify that with that and had a really completely different level of understanding. His professor was just like, go to this thing, there's good people there. Whereas the guy on the right side of the picture, yes, you're right as well, is from Uganda. He came to this IPHU with a really strong sense of himself as a health worker and a health activist, you know, with a sense of bigger picture things that were going on and how he wanted to plug in. So you can really see, I felt like sort of a good example of the range of people who come and how they can really teach each other and have that opportunity to grow together. Another thing that came out of this was, and that's, you know, as technology changes, the ways that people follow up on this kind of stuff changes. So, of course, a Facebook group was started almost instantaneously. And the really amazing thing is so many months later, and this was last summer, people are really actively posting here about the health work that they're doing. And can you guys read that up there? I really encourage you to, this is a message from Mabel. And really talking about how her organizing an experience, there was a group of maybe four folks from Uganda who were at this IPHU, and they were really able to use that opportunity to develop a coalition and work together and mobilize resources. And you can see, you know, she posts here on Facebook, and then we have a congratulations from a woman working in Pakistan. We have someone working in India who's saying, hey, can you write, you know, a short blog about this, and I can put that on my international blog for the international budget partnership. And she's like, yes, I'll get that to you right away. We have someone else saying congratulations in French. And, you know, so it really is an honestly sort of international network of support. And this is showing just one example of a project actually starting at the IPHU and concretely moving forward within a pretty short time frame. So I thought that was really impressive. Mabel is awesome and full of energy.
What is her main project? What is Mabel working? What is her main project?
I honestly don't remember. Do you remember her?
The Ugandan health workers were trying to, they had a specific set of goals for influencing their government's health budget. And so they were working together on identifying, doing a bit of a, kind of power analysis of who are we going to approach about this and who has connections to go lobby and talk to them. And so they had organized while they were at the meeting that they wanted to move forward on that. And then because they had kind of been strengthened as a group at the IPHU, she was just posting, hey, here was the progress that we made, and medical officers are now going to earn this amount, et cetera. So it was kind of a way of people taking a specific task that they wanted to achieve in their home country and creating a working group while at the IPHU.
Yeah. Thank you. So yeah, one of the structures is to have breakout groups based both on interest and on location so that people actually during this training course every day, well maybe starting a few days in, are starting to think about concrete projects they can take back. So that's when they started planning this, was during their breakout group. So what about in the U.S.? We actually have had a few of these IPHUs in the U.S. The first one was in Atlanta, Georgia in 2007, and that was held concurrently with the first U.S. Social Forum. More recently, we had one in the Bronx focused on movement building through Action for Health. And we're actually hoping to have two more coming up in the next year and a half. One in Los Angeles focused on health equity and migration, and one in Jackson, Mississippi, focused on primary health care in the U.S. and internationally. And so these are things we're working on. If you have any interest in being involved or attending, feel free to come talk to me afterwards. We'd love to get people involved, and we're really excited about sort of continuing this process of education and engaging health activists and growing health activism in the U.S. through IPHUs and through PHM.